You are listening to the Truck Stop Podcast, brought to you by Arrow Cricket. All right, here we have Tom Matheson joining us on the podcast. Welcome, Tom.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So we're going to start off with a peak and pit. Have you heard us do that before?
Peak and pit. You've done that in the last one, didn't you?
Yeah. So I'll go first. Peak is obviously the best part of your day, and the pit is the worst part of your day. I'll go first. So the peak was definitely my curry scrambled eggs this morning.
Curry scrambled eggs?
Yeah, bit of curry.
What kind? I've never had that before.
Do you know how you just like whisk up your eggs before you put them in the pan?
Curry powder?
You put some curry powder in there.
I don't mind it.
Very good. And my pit of the day was probably Whitney Spag Bowl.
Both food options.
Both food options, yeah. It wasn't very good.
Great.
No, I don't know what
Whitney's a good cook, though.
So. Whitney's a great cook. Oh, she rapped about that. Righto, over to you. What is your peak and pit?
Pit was waking up.
Pit was, yeah, right.
I woke up a bit sore this morning.
Yes.
And had to go to cricket training. That was definitely not ideal. Peak, I got ranch for lunch.
Did you drive from...
Nah, I was going to watch my nephew play finals at Newtown.
Because I thought you were at home and then drove all the way to ranch.
We've done that a couple of times.
I've seen that.
Newtown for Munchies, gravy, cheese.
Munchies, gravy,
cheese. And it was good. I needed it.
That's a massive plug for ranch as well.
Well, they're one of the best out there, so...
You talked about waking up crook this morning. What did you have on last night?
We had our 10-year reunion for football. Premiership.
Premierships under-18s?
Under-18s, Divi 2.
Divi 2. How'd you go in that grand final?
I kicked a couple.
How many's a couple?
Six.
You kicked six?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk us through the six?
I can show you videos if you want.
Do you want to send us the videos and we'll pop them up? I reckon I've heard you talk about that a lot. You would have got the videos out last night.
Yeah, for sure.
How many times do you reckon?
I've only got videos of two.
So yeah, there's no proof that you kicked six.
Yeah, Addy article there is.
Is there? Oh, that's unreal.
It was good.
Was there many there?
Nah, not that many. We would own probably 10 from our actual side.
Free grog?
Nah, not even.
Had to pay for
free
it.
Free food.
Oh, that's all right.
Party pies and shit. But
at Bell Park.
Yeah, and it was their past players' day as well. So
there was a few there.
Yeah, a few there in the whole vicinity, but like 10 from our side.
Anyone carry on?
Yeah, there's a fair bit of carry on by the end.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah, by the end. I was home by midnight, like, well behaved, but there was a fair bit of carry on by the end.
That's
started at like 2, so.
I did see Auto Man was there.
Auto, yeah. He was pissed by 2.
He told me he was sweating out the carbs, he reckons, at cricket training this morning. That's what he said to me.
He was smashing heavies by 2 o'clock.
Oh, and then went to the footy at night?
And then, yeah, went to the Geelong game.
What a man. I might have to get him on here, actually.
That would be good.
That'd be fucking...
You're not too long crew, also.
Yes. He's made the move,
I don't know about... Should we announce? I don't know if we could announce that yet.
Oh, let's announce now. We might have to ask him.
I said to him, we actually didn't want Ned and Dale. The only way to get Auto was to get
to get them
first,
too. And then, yes. How about the kid he rocked up in today?
He was ready to play.
Full Darwin kit. Full one day. That was the best thing I've ever seen. Kit. He's got the Don.
He did tell me last night he was going to rock up in Darwin kit, but I wasn't expecting full playing kit.
And he left. So, who walked in? Someone walked in. They had a left-handed. No, Bob walked in. He had a left-handed pad and one glove
sitting in the middle of the car park.
And then Colin walked in after him with another glove, and it was the other one that he was wearing batting because he had two different ones on.
Who was it? I think Bob went in his bag and he had
three pads and five gloves. And a Don Bradman cricket bat. Best setup I've ever seen. Absolutely.
I hope we can. He did train, but I hope we can get him because he'd be good value off field.
Yeah.
I don't know about on field, but he'd be good value off field.
Both, I reckon. I reckon he'd be great. Right. Going further than that, how'd we meet?
From memory, it would have been at a trial game in. Was it Bendigo?
Bendigo, yep.
You hadn't done any of the other trial games and just rocked up to this.
Yep.
So I had no idea who you were. I kind of did though because Fitzy gave me a heads up of who you were.
Yep.
And then I just recall you trying to slog everything to cow corner off me.
And I think I cleared the stick. I think I cleared the fence. Bullshit.
I remember just bowling off cutter.
And that would have.
You were just trying to slog everything.
And I think I was dropped.
You got runs.
Yeah, I ran the other bloke out. I'll never forget that. For a duck, he didn't face the ball.
You hadn't trained at all or any of the trials, so you obviously did something.
Must have. Must have. And then from then on, we both made the team.
Yeah.
And went to...
Geraldton.
Which is...
World's scummiest place.
How good was it, but?
It was good, but Jesus. Some of the people there.
Yes. And you know, Geraldton's come up on this podcast before because Smitty's brother works in Geraldton. Is that...
Why would you want to work in Geraldton?
Don't know. How random is that?
To get there, it's bad as well.
5 hours from Perth?
5 hour... Before our flight? 5 hour bus trip?
It was a longer bus trip than flight.
Yeah, and it was the worst.
On the way home was worse.
Way home, I was happy if our car ran off the road.
And hit a tree. Oh, absolutely. Anyway, we won't talk about the cricket or who we were playing for or who against, but we'll talk about the antics that we got. Our room.
I never, what was the number? It was like 230.
It was 213. Was it? 213.
It was the room to go to.
It was the room to go. I never, ever drank alcohol before playing cricket.
I hadn't either until the year before when me and Fitzy done it. And then this year, the year we went was like next level.
Launched into it. I think
it was pretty much like a cricket trip. Like
it was a cricket trip.
We just played cricket throughout the day. And then it was cricket trip at night.
What about, there was a dint in the fridge.
Oh, that was, yeah. That
chair
was
broken.
It wasn't just like a little dint. It was like a fridge was caved in.
I think it was like someone's head. I think it was someone's head, to be honest. And then a chair was broke. What else? There was a lot.
I swear there was someone was having food one night.
There was food. There was cricket bats and food. Apples.
You were hitting apples.
Yes. I was,
one night.
I think I was injured, so I didn't play. So I thought I had to get a bit in. What about the story about my phone?
That's one of the like a dead set and the weirdest stories I've ever been.
Go on then.
So it was early on in the.
I think it was like the second day I'd ever met
you. You were annoyed because you were one of the techs with.
Yeah.
And you didn't. You thought I broke your phone. So what happened? I think you were sitting on the couch. It was like a fold out couch, and I was.
I'd put myself on the fold out couch.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. I had the main bed. And you asked for your phone, and I didn't just like pass it. I threw it at you, and it went into the couch.
You like tossed it.
Yeah. I put a little bit of pepper on it, and then you were trying to find it, and you've pulled a phone out, and it was a pink phone, which is what you had, a pink iPhone.
Which was random.
And the whole screen was like completely fucked. Like, couldn't see a thing. And you cracked the shits at me.
I did crack the sads.
And I hardly know this guy, and I've just fucked his phone. And I don't know if it was that day or night or the next day.
No, it was the next day.
Next day. Oh, when we'll clean up the room.
Yeah.
Because we had to clean up the room. Next day, I think you must have been folding the bed up, the couch. And you found your actual phone.
That was the weirdest thing. I was the happiest man alive after that.
It's the weirdest thing. It's two exact iPhones, pink.
Smashed.
One was smashed and one was yours.
It was smashed, but it was just
a couch. A fold up couch.
In Geraldton.
Which was fucked.
It was fucked. It was actually really, really weird.
I don't recall you apologizing either, but.
What was that?
You didn't apologize.
Well, I don't think you apologized for smashing my phone. That it wasn't my phone. Oh, that was good, actually. I think I was your personal chef.
You were. That trip? You were pretty much my dad.
You
emptied the milk carton and put the
hydrolyte
in every morning.
So we could play cricket.
And then you cooked me bacon and eggs every morning.
I'll never forget that. We drank a heap of gas. Heaps. And then got to like the last day and it was really hot. It was like nearly 50.
We needed to win the
carnival.
And it was like stinking hot.
And this is my first game back for 3 days.
Yeah.
Because I nearly shit myself.
Is that when you shit yourself chasing the ball to the boundary?
No, that was day two, I think. I nearly popped a nugget and the jocks are sliding down the boundary. Oh, I couldn't believe that. And then anyway, I come back and then all I remember is I had to do was bat. So I batted and then I went off and
You whacked him, didn't you?
Yeah, it was slow. I dropped first ball of the day.
Yeah, and then you made 50 or 60.
Yeah, it went nuts. And then all I remember is it got really hot.
It was hot.
Every one of you blokes, I was just sitting on the boundary line in my shorts and my t-shirt, and yous were all playing in long sleeves and long pants, and it was like 50 degrees.
Did you? You didn't field.
I didn't field.
Did you do your string? No.
I'd done it early in the week, remember?
And then they just had a sub for you.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then that bloke, whatever his name
was. He was like 6'5", and he just whacked him.
He hit 10 sixes.
Yeah, and they chased down like 260 till so we
that didn't win the championship. That was fucked up cricket. Absolutely fucked up cricket.
Yeah, that was
fucked. Right, well, going from there then. We, as I said about this podcast, we don't want to know about the people that are superstars, do we?
No.
You might call yourself a superstar. But who are you? Who are you?
What do you want
to
know?
Anything. It's a broad question. I've got a few like little dot points I can plug along.
I don't have the most interesting life. I'm a pretty plain kind of guy.
All right, we'll start. Where did you grow up? Where did you start?
Grew up in North Geelong, just opposite the train station.
Yeah.
Not down from the train station in North Geelong.
You got a brother?
Got the one older brother who's 4 years older than me.
Yep.
Just lived with mum and dad there and the older brother. They recently sold the house, so that is now gone. Went to school at Western Heights, primary school at Herne Hill. Wasn't the greatest student at Western Heights. Dropped out at the end of year 10. Too smart for school.
Yeah, too smart for school. Actually, saying that, someone actually messaged us in the Instagram.
Saying what?
Saying, if I can find it. They said to you, Tom, I think it was last name Hall and first name Jack. He said, have you thought about going back to school and learning a little more?
Nah, I do need to though. But I'm well past that. I know the fact that I'm not smart in any kind of way.
So what, year 10 or was it year... What?
No, I finished year 10. You then dropped out. I was 16.
And then what did you do?
Into plumbing. Straight into plumbing. I'm plumbing for 8 years.
Yeah.
It was good, but it was shit.
What do you mean? Explain.
It was good at the start because you're working.
Making money.
And then you're making money. And by the time you look at what you're doing, you're digging holes in the mud. For fucking $20 an hour. It was shit by the end and I was over it. Actually, I had you as an apprentice there for a bit.
I wasn't an apprentice. I was fully qualified after a week.
You were my apprentice.
I was good.
I told you to dig a hole, you dug a hole.
That's true. I was pretty good at it.
You did dig quick, so that was good compared to some of the others.
And now what are you doing?
Now I'm a fire smoke and fitter for Geelong Fire Services, which is much better.
So how long have you been with the fire service joint?
What was it? Two and a bit years.
So how does one get into fitting fire sprinklers?
I think it's actually kind of hard to get into unless you were a plumber kind of thing. It's hard to start from scratch.
So you can't just go straight in with an apprenticeship. Is it an apprenticeship or a training?
No, I had to do an apprenticeship. It was meant to be like a 4-year apprenticeship, but I lost a year because I was plumbing. They take a year off your apprenticeship.
That's it. 1 year.
1 year. But then also once you got to do full exams again.
Yep. Are they similar?
Nah, I had to do a whole new welding exam, which was weird. I was already a qualified welder.
Right. That's strange.
Yeah. But as soon as you pass your exams, like they pushed us through school fast as. So I finished my schooling in like a year and 9 months. And as soon as you pass your exams, they sign you off. So was it meant to be
a 4-year?
Yeah, my apprenticeship was a year and 9 months.
That just makes no sense to
me.
Which is good because now you're qualified.
Yeah.
So, dad life.
Dad life.
You're a dad?
Yeah, I am a dad.
Talk us through that. That's very unfamiliar to me.
It's good. It's really good. It's hard, but it's good.
Man, he's crazy.
He is off his head.
How old is he? Nearly two?
No, he's just ticked over a year and a half, I think.
Two in January.
But yeah, he's a little pocket rocket. He's a little cyclone.
He's a pocket rocket.
A funny little man. He's got the best little personality, though.
Well, he's on the wheelbarrow today, wasn't he?
He was.
He's going to be a tradie. Yeah,
no doubt he's going to be a tradie. Whenever you say help, he goes and gets his little toolbox.
What would you say to him, young Tom? Would you tell him to be a tradie or do something else?
I think he's going to be smarter than what I was because he's already very smart.
What do you mean?
When he has parents with me and Matty, I don't know how, but he's somehow smart.
He's actually very cluey.
Yeah.
I reckon he reads the books to you sometimes.
That's what happens.
100%.
And it's probably better for... Because if I read the books to him, it doesn't make sense.
It's actually quite funny listening to him. Going back to Maddie, how did you meet Maddie?
A long time ago.
It's been ages, hasn't it?
I think it's coming up to 12 years.
So how old are you now?
So I was 15, Maddie was 14.
That's a long time.
Mm. And then I don't meet Mads. Oh, through Cozzy. Cozzy was actually Cozzy was messaging her.
Before you were.
Yeah, yeah. So I kind of cut him off there.
So he could be married to Maddie.
He could.
With a kid.
Yeah, and he's also the godfather of Van as well. So but yeah, no, he was messaging Mads one night when I was with him and another mate, and Mads and her mate come over. Like, I don't know, it must have been drinking or something.
Yeah.
Like. They come over, and then from there, he'd started messaging. She didn't want a bar with me early.
She didn't want Coz either.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Playing hard to get.
I think, I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't know the full story there. But then she was playing hard to get with me. She said she didn't want a boyfriend. I had to chase her for a few months.
And you got it done.
Got it done.
Sealed.
Got it done.
How good's that? And now you're married? You got married?
I'm married. What have we been married for? 3 years. Got married over in Bali.
How was that?
Good. Yeah, it was really good.
That's a bit of a touchy subject. I'm still waiting for that invite.
Leighton wasn't invited to the wedding, just so everyone knows. And that was your own fault.
How is that my own fault?
Because if you come to North the year before, you would have obviously been invited, but you chose to come the year after.
So you wanted me to travel from Moama to Geelong and play?
Yes.
On the Saturdays.
Well, if you wanted to come to my wedding, yes.
I thought you would have just invited me after smashing my phone.
And you actually come to my box as well, just not the wedding.
Yeah, it was a bit weird, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, it was.
Now that I think about that.
Did you get a lady invite? I forget.
To what?
The box.
No, I don't think so. Oh, maybe I did. I invite when all the Jack and the Plumman boys got on. Yeah. Oh, I don't know, actually.
Because I obviously didn't have anything to do with it.
That's a bit rough, though. I'm actually still a little bit cut at that. So, you know, if I ever get married, that you're actually just not going to come.
No, I'll come. Just to Whitney's side. Like, do you know how you sit on one side of the aisle, like the families? I'll sit on Whitney's side.
No, but I'm going to tell you, you're not invited.
I'm coming. If that's going to happen, first of all, you've got to get the knee dirty, which is overdue, if you ask
everyone. I can't do that. You've got to have some money to buy a ring first.
No, you don't. Just borrow one.
Burger ring. I reckon she could be happy with that.
She would be okay with that.
Yeah, I definitely reckon as well. All right, I've got a question here. This one might, I know, a little bit of time to think about it. Dream job. What's your dream job?
So
you got to say something you're not doing, because to be fair...
No, I definitely don't have a dream job now.
Well, by the sounds of it, it sounds like a bit of a dream job.
It's a good
job,
but it's not a dream job. I still got to get up at 4:30 and go to work.
That's true. You still got to do something. But is that the point, though? You'd want to do something for a job. I feel like if you sat around and done nothing...
Yeah, no, I'd get bored if I was like a rich sit at home and... Yeah, no, I would. I reckon playing cricket for Australia would be pretty epic.
Traveling.
You get to travel.
Yes.
Like, if you could have your family there and that, it'd be pretty cool to travel.
Cricket's a shit sport, though.
I enjoy cricket. Like, I'm a bit of a cricket nuffy. Like, I enjoy, like,
that's true.
I could sit and watch. I know you like cricket as well. You can sit and watch it like a 5-day test nonstop.
Yeah.
I like being, like, 80 over cricket, being in the field.
Fair. Being, yeah, that's fair. So your dream job is to play cricket.
Cricket for Australia would be good. What else?
Something not sport related.
Oh, that's where my dumbness comes in. There's not a lot I could do.
What about you? Your business idea
that got laughed at by Maddie.
Can you please talk us through that? Because I don't think that's laughable. I think that is actually.
I still think it's good.
It's so great.
It was. What was it? Did we? When I come over there, it was full. We come up with a name and it was pretty much done.
We were working at this stage.
Yeah, we were meant to be working.
Ooh, yeah.
It's like, it was going to be like a, so they got like X-Golf.
Yep.
But it was going to be I forgot what it was.
Like it was going to be like all sports simulators,
yeah,
wasn't
that's it?
Yeah,
it was going to be like a sports simulator center. So you have your X-Golf in one, and then you can have baseball, you can have footy, you can have cricket.
I reckon
all sports just in a simulator center.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
You can get your liquor license now. You can have bucks parties there and whatnot.
I reckon that.
And I full on got like, I was messaging like Indians and shit about simulators.
No, you rang someone in South Australia.
Yeah.
And then.
Because there was only one in South Australia and one in WA or something like that.
There wasn't many, and you would have been the third.
Yeah.
And you were going to ask Billy Brownless, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't have a spare couple million. I needed someone to co-partner.
And I reckon if you took that to him, you would have done it.
It would be. It's a good idea. I think you'd have to base it in Melbourne, though. A bit more.
Geelong's getting big.
Yeah. But
But you got laughed at.
By Maddie, which wasn't ideal, but I still think it's I could do it.
100%.
I just need to find a spare million or so.
Just work some OT.
It's
a lot of OT.
It's not going to give me a million, that's for sure.
100%. Right, well, for people listening, Tom is the captain of the cricket club that I play at. And I do need to say, I do not know how the fuck you do it. Because you look after grown men who can act like two-year-olds.
They're not grown men.
They're not, no.
We have a team of special people.
Oh, okay, I'm going to put it out there. I think...
And I'm part of the special people as well.
What's that?
I'm one of the special people
yes,
as well.
Yes, everyone in our club is a special person. But I think we could have one of the dumbest teams in cricket.
Comfortably, especially when Decky Clark and Lockie Hyde were playing.
What about the conversations they used to have?
They would just look at each other.
What are you doing?
No, it's hard sometimes.
Yeah, how do you do it? What is hard about it? Because like
last year was the hardest just because the games were so close. On field, that was the hardest.
Yeah.
The year before was all good because we kind of took the piss that year.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hardest thing would be. Selection's hard, obviously, because we're such a strong club. On-field stuff I enjoy. I don't really find that hard. I enjoy the tactical side of the game, and I'm obviously not the greatest speaker in the world, so that kind of gets hard sometimes. But when I started, captaincy, I was just like full-on shocking public speaker. And now I just don't. You just don't care.
That's anymore. True.
When you're speaking to your mates and you just say, "I spell something wrong on the board," or "I stuff up," I don't.
There's a lot of spelling mistakes, actually.
I tried to get better, but I've just given up.
That's all right.
I actually have neat handwriting.
Handwriting is actually quite good for a lefty.
Mm. It's hard. Very as tough. Well, you smudge. I smudge it.
Yeah,
all the
correct.
Time.
That's true. Mm. But going back to that, how do you look after grown men that act like 2 year olds? Sometimes I'm not saying all the time.
Treat them differently. All differently. You got to know the personality.
So, right, here we go. This is going back to teaching. So you reckon that you approach every person in our team differently to the next?
You have to. Like if you piss me off, I can spray you because I know you're not going to care. Where if I, let's just say like Fergie or Brayden, I've got to be a little bit more gentle around both of them because I know Brayden will sook it up.
See, that is great to hear. Like,
Brayden listens to this as well.
He's actually talking about today at training. He's like, oh, when's Tom's podcast? I'm like, oh, we're doing it tonight. But I could not think of anything worse than being a captain, to be honest. It would not be up there with the things I would like to do.
No, I reckon you could do it.
Nah, I'd crack the shits. I've got enough.
Imagine you, captain. It would be the score would either be none for
10
or...
10 for 10.
Yeah, 10 for 10 or 3 for 500 or 50.
Training would look a bit different.
Yeah, there'd be none of the through the V.
There'd be no turf wickets. I reckon there'd be all hard wickets. Hard wicket. And no one would bowl. There'd always be wang sessions.
Wang slogging.
That'd be all right. Nah, but I couldn't deal with people.
It gets easier. I like it now.
Parents? How do you deal with parents? You probably don't have to.
Nah, I'm well past dealing with parents.
True. Do you think you could be a coach one day?
Nah. A coaching...
That's
different. That's full club. Yeah, everything. I don't know how Jack and Bitters do it.
Thick skin.
Oh, yeah. Dealing with, like, selection and then you got the soccer, the tennis dads.
Soccer mums.
So, yeah.
You've got it all.
You got everything.
That's at every club.
It is, yeah.
So what... We'll go run with cricket a little bit. What does cricket look like? So we're in pre-season sort of now, but what does that look like coming up? How do you go about recruiting people? How do you go about...
I haven't been massive on recruiting since I've been captain. I think I was more so when I was... Because I obviously got you.
Yeah. Fitzy.
Fitzy. And then I've kind of haven't had to... When I got Casey, me and Jeff drove out to Teesdale to get Casey.
Yep.
And then I haven't had to really do a whole lot because we've got that recruiting group. It's mainly like... The country boys, if getting country.
There's
boys
a lot of country
and,
lads
and the uni lad, like getting the uni boys in. I haven't like had to go to someone's house or approach them, so recruiting is fairly easy for me.
Jack and Bitters do a really good job.
They do.
I'd love to get both of them on here.
It would be good. Which would be Bitters really is a genius.
Yeah,
I reckon he could recruit anyone.
Yep. Funny,
So.
actually, funny stories about off-season recruiting, about them talking to people and then retracting,
Yeah.
which is
That's gonna
great.
be funny to see how that folds out, actually.
Which is good because obviously the club's in a great spot.
Yeah.
What about the? So we probably sort of touched on a little bit. What about the toughest part of being captain? What is the toughest part? You've actually been quite successful.
I've been lucky. I've had
3 years,
3 years,
three flags.
I've been lucky.
Was there any moment where you're like, fuck, I don't know if I'm going to do this?
Not that I couldn't do it. It's like, fuck, I fucked up here. It was probably that we didn't know because we got over on that South Barwon final.
This year?
Nah.
When? Oh.
Hazy.
Oh.
When Hazy.
I didn't play in that because I got dropped. Captain dropped me.
Not drop you. Was that that game?
That was that game.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's okay.
That was probably the game where like we just click this fucking thing again. We should have like we were meant to win, and then going to the last
it was
over,
fucked up
we
game, but wasn't
going
it?
Into the last over, we weren't going to win.
Didn't they time?
Yeah, they were going too slow, and then we got extra. I don't even know. I think it was like 30, 40 runs.
So shouldn't have won, really.
We like, shouldn't have won. Yeah, going into that game, we should have won. And then we
it.
Only made like 160, maybe. I'm shocking with memory.
Yeah.
And then we got added runs, and then it come down to the final over. I think they only needed six off the final over.
And Hazy.
First ball, dot, second ball, four.
Who hit the four?
Zach Thorne.
Yep.
Next ball tried to do the exact same thing and got caught at deep cover.
Yeah.
By Fergie. And then I don't know if it was Dot. So they needed two off three. It was there last weekend.
Yep.
And then Hazy, I think it was a Dot and then went bang.
And that was it.
That was game.
That was clutched
that
up.
That was like winning a grand final. That
was fucked. And then went on to win the flag.
And then we beat East at East in the flag, which was, when you look back at like, you say it's easy, but we got it done easy that day.
We did, yes, 100%.
Not as much as what we got done easy this year.
All right, well, let's talk through how many flags you played in? Cricket ones.
Seniors.
Just seniors.
Two, yeah, just the two.
Three.
And COVID.
Counting COVID every day.
COVID.
Right, so, yeah. We'll go through that first year, your captain.
COVID year?
Yep.
Is that COVID year? Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget. I couldn't even tell you. I know COVID came around when we were coming in the finals. I couldn't even tell you where we finished the ladder. I'm shocking with cricket memory.
We obviously finished on top of the ladder.
Yeah, because we were given the cup.
Because we were given the cup. But the celebrations were like we'd won a flag.
Yeah, we'd done the lap of honour.
The lap of honour and
car.
Bagger's ute that...
Bagger tried to kill us.
How many people nearly died that day?
Yeah, that was cool. We decided to do a lap of honour at 80k's an hour.
Yep, with 14, 15 people on the back of his car. And then the second year was good. As you said, it was... Actually, shitted in, really.
Yeah, that was a good year. Yeah, we didn't have that many close games. Like, we were just getting it done.
And then the carry on.
And then, yeah.
You have your, what, Saturday night?
Saturday night. Don't know where we went. We stayed at North?
No, stayed at North. Greggy was there.
Oh, I didn't have that big of a
No, because you just had Van.
No,
didn't you?
Mads and Van McCrook.
Yes.
So I was only there at... Silly Sunday to like 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And then I didn't go Mad Monday because they were crook. I'd look after them. So I didn't have a. Didn't
so
have
you
a
went there Mad Monday. That was the.
And that was the.
Gimme Gales
that,
Milk.
That was the big one, I reckon.
To be fair, the one just gone was pretty big.
Yeah, that was large.
But then, all right.
I was involved in all 3 days this year. That was large.
We'll fast forward to this year. Ooh, is it this year? Yeah, this year.
It was similar. So they night at North till extremely late.
Yes.
And then we went back to Braden's till
morning. It was daylight.
I shut for a little bit.
And then Sunday rolls around and we have vote count.
Back to North. I think we got back to North at like 9 or 10 a.m.
And then...
Stayed at North till late.
Yeah.
And then was it Bees or Lammies?
Bees and Lammies.
I don't think I got home too late. Maybe 3 a.m. that night.
And then Monday.
Monday was...
large.
Where did we start?
The yards.
Yards. That was large.
That was massive.
Yeah, that was good.
Who was... Give us best on. Give us your top three.
Cozzy's got three from three, I reckon.
Yep.
Bob maybe the second one.
Bob maybe the second one. Cozzy was definitely up there.
Ozzy's a veteran in that category. He just gets it done.
A little sneaky. I reckon day Webster on the Sunday of this year, even though he didn't play.
He had some good stories.
I reckon he was.
And he blew up.
And he I'm surprised that he is functioning alive.
Yeah.
Which is great.
He's a naughty boy.
Good man. Great man. Right. Now, you had a little cameo on TV at one stage.
I did.
You want to talk us through that? Which is really weird. And you actually talked quite well.
Yeah, because I had 2 months to rehearse what I was going to say.
Did they give you questions?
They gave us the questions that was roughly going to be said.
Well, geez, that makes a lot of sense then, doesn't it? I thought you've been put on the spot and you've actually talked. I'm like, that's all right.
And they could do like retakes and that with your stuff.
Did you fuck up many times?
No, there was one that they kept making me do. It was when they asked me who my favourite Renegades player was, and I said Sophie Molyneux.
But you said something else first. Yeah.
I said
Aaron Finch.
I said something about batsman.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, no, you can't say batsman. It's because of Sophie.
Right. Okay. So I had to do that inclusive three times. Could you keep saying batsman after they told you not to?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. And Sophie Molyneux is your favourite.
Yeah.
What's your favourite part about Sophie Molyneux?
Her cricket ability.
Yeah. Yep, that's good.
About it. The way she carried on when she won the World Cup was good.
Yeah, so there's a lot of carry on there, which is actually very good. All right, what happens from here on? Because you got stuffed around, really.
Yeah, by COVID. COVID stitched me up again.
So you won the Renegades.
Yeah.
Poll the votes. Then what happens? Who do you contact? Who contacts you?
They rang me at work. And so I knew all three of us were going to get a call.
Because one of our mates was
in
it as well.
And we were talking as well, and they gave us each a time of when we're going to get the call. Right. And I was the last call. And we were talking like with Maddie and my family. Is that good or is that bad? Like, surely they leave the winner to the last kind of thing.
Yeah, if you think about it now.
And then when I was waiting for them to call me, but I think Bado messaged me and said, surely you won it. So I knew he hadn't. And then... Oh, yeah, they called me. I had to leave the work site, go to my car, and put a Renegade shirt on.
Did you have the Renegade shirt with you?
Yeah, at work.
Did they tell you to do that?
Or I couldn't, because I couldn't not go to work.
True, you're not
going to... I had to like, find a little spot where no one could see me and just wait for my phone to ring. And then they FaceTimed me.
And who was it? What's his name?
Simon Helmet. And there was like three of them on their Zoom telling me, like, just checking with my, like, what's it called? Like if it was clear and that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And that kind of gave me a hint that something matters. Like it must mean I've won.
As of hisser.
And the way he told me wasn't nice. Like he kind of let me down.
Yeah, what did he say?
Yeah, he was I forget. He let me down and then he's like, oh, yeah, you won.
Well, you're like, cheers, man.
I just could have done that a little bit differently. But
so what what happens from here? You're meant to go to...
Meant to go to Darwin.
Last year?
Last year. And... had everything planned like that. We got our flights sent to us, what we're doing like every single day and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then there was a snap lockdown the week that we were going to fly.
So you couldn't go?
Couldn't go. And then they were trying to reschedule it, but they couldn't, so it just got canned.
And what'd you get? Did you get some cricket vouchers as well?
Nah, they sent me tickets to go to the Gays game.
But
I got COVID.
You got COVID.
I got COVID
I was going to go too.
So COVID completely fucked me up.
Completely. And what did...
You were coming.
Yeah.
Who else was? Holly and Will?
Pa?
I know it was Sam and Will.
Was it?
Yeah. Because I couldn't find anyone to go either.
Because
everyone had COVID.
I've got no idea. It was free grog and all that though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was free piss and free food.
And we didn't get to go.
Shouldn't have been taking you with me.
Why? It was free. How good's that? You would have made the most of it. Oh, so, but when you were meant to be there, what were you going to be playing? Were you going to be training? What's the go?
I don't even know. They probably would have put me in here and there kind of thing. I don't think it would have been. I think it was like 6 or 7 games. I might have played 1 or 2 here and then I'm guessing just being like a net bowler kind of thing when they needed.
Did you get full kit?
Didn't get full kit, but I would have got full kit.
I'm a full cricket kit Nuffy.
Yeah, you are actually.
So, and you're going this year, is that right? Is that what happened?
Well, I just found out that it's in Victoria now.
That is shit show.
Yeah, and the article like 2 weeks ago was it's in Darwin. And then I was messaging them. I said, what's the dates? So I put in my annual leave.
Yeah.
And they said, it's in Victoria. I'm like,
where is it? Do you know?
It'll just be at the junction or something in Melbourne.
That sucks.
Yeah. So it's good, but it sucks. Because it would have been hard for Mads and Van der
Poel. True. But going away would have been mad as well.
Experience, yeah. Fuck. But yeah, that sits me up. I still get to, I'm still involved in it, but see how that goes.
Well, that'd be decent if you got some free kit. Just get some bigger.
Oh, they are giving me the free kit, the kookaburra kit.
You just toss that shit out. You don't worry about that.
Yeah, no, I don't need to worry about that.
Yeah, don't worry.
I'm auctioning that to North or something like that.
Yeah. Just stick your arrow creek gear, actually.
Yeah.
Right. I've got a random question along with a couple people that have.
This is the shit that makes me nervous.
Written in. Right. So I was at uni the other day and I was doing a piss.
Where is this going?
Just listen. Right. And I was like, I was in the toilet and I went to the urinal. And then I seen this bloke. I was in there and I was standing on top of like the
standing thing.
Like the stand thing.
Do you stand on the grill?
Right, so the grill bit. Yeah. But the bloke next to me was standing on the floor.
Yeah.
How do you use that?
I don't stand on the grill.
You don't?
No. What's the grill there for? Is it to stand on?
I thought it was there to stand on.
It's probably for you to stand there because you don't have as much length. You need to get it.
Oh, so you think it depends on length?
No, I don't know why it's there.
Because, and then I thought to myself, maybe I do stand on the floor because I'm pissing on the bottom of this now and it's getting on my shoes.
Yeah, I'm a stand on the floor type of guy. I'm not staying on the whatever that thing
is. The grate.
Grate, yeah.
Mind blown.
I don't know. You just hit the back wall. I don't understand how it's that hard. Like, why does the grate need to be there?
But why? That's what
you don't
I mean.
Piss at your toes.
Why is it
in front of you?
True, but if you stand on the grate, you piss in the thing and it splashes still.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know who might come up with it, but it's stupid.
Do you think you could find the internet for us and let me know?
I have a plumber, so I probably could. I've never installed one, so I don't know.
Yeah, mind blown, completely blown. All right, what are you scared of? What scares you?
So I'm not scared of a lot of things. Like, I'm not scared of heights and shit like that.
You know,
I don't like roller coasters.
Yeah, well, but you don't mind roofs and shit. You'll get up.
Yeah.
I suppose you're building.
The only thing is roller coasters. I'm not scared of water slides, real high ones. And
same
shit,
as, yeah.
But I'm scared of roller coasters because I like to be in control of my body.
But you can't have any control with that.
I have no control on a roller coaster.
Anything else?
On a water slide, you somewhat can move and whatnot. But
yeah.
Roller coaster, no good.
True.
That's probably the only thing I'm scared of.
Not nothing scared else scares you.
Oh, sharks are scary.
Yep.
But I like the ocean, but sharks are scary. If the sharks weren't in the ocean, to be mad. Just go swimming.
True.
Not get eaten and shit.
Yep. Right. If you can't have been to this place, but you want to go, where is it?
Can't have been to there, but I want to go. Bora Bora would be nice.
Where?
Bora Bora.
Where is that?
Are you taking the piss?
Nah.
No, you don't know where Bora Bora is. Nah. Am I saying it wrong or something?
Bora Bora, nah, no
idea. You don't know where Bora Bora is.
You do often say names of places wrong.
are you taking the
piss? Nah, I've got no idea.
It's like tropical.
Where?
Like they're little
but where?
Huts on the water.
Oh, in like the clear water. Then
yeah,
ones.
The huts on the water and that.
Yes.
Have you not heard of Bora Bora?
Nah, never heard of it.
Yeah, no, Matt sent me an Instagram thing the other day of Bora Bora and it looks insane, but I think it's expensive as fuck, so. But it would be nice to go there.
I'll try
to get there, yeah.
Right, well, we've got a little empty the trailer segment. This first one's from
the trailer.
Blake Troy.
Oh, here we go.
Why are your eyes so close together? Why are they so close together?
It's only like happened like the last probably 5 years. They've just gotten closer.
So you think your face is...
If you look at baby photos, my eyes were fine.
So you generally think they've got further closer together?
Closer. Well, I haven't noticed it, but I don't even know who I think it was Jack Hall.
That would make sense, Jack Hall.
Just started calling me Cyclops. I don't know. I look in the mirror and yeah, they're close.
They are a bit.
And Van's got the same eyes.
And he's close as well.
He's got Maddie's eyes, but he's got my eye position.
So do you think he's will grow eyes further away?
I just hope he doesn't get bullied like I do.
You dish it out as much as you cop it as well.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. It's funny.
Right.
But yeah, they're definitely close.
I've got another one from here. It's from Tom Matheson. How does he bowl so fast?
Just It's fast.
It's just fast?
It comes out fast.
Right. Okay. I'm going to skip past that one because he's a tosser. Right. You have to give me three people that you'd like to have dinner with.
I actually listened to a podcast once and I was thinking about Howie's and he asked them. And
Howie does.
And I've thought, who would I? One, the easy one's LeBron.
Yep. You're a basketball fan.
I'm not a huge basketball fan. I'm just a LeBron.
You like it though?
Yeah. And a LeBron lover. He's definitely number one.
So you got one. Yep. Anyone in the world. But why?
Is it because I've always loved LeBron.
Because you just man crush.
Not always. Probably when he went to Miami, I started following basketball. Right. That's when I loved him.
So man crush?
Yeah.
That's your reason? Yeah. Okay.
Favorite cricketer is Gilly. But so, I already know a lot about Gilly, so it wouldn't be the most interesting to have it.
So you'll take... Okay, yep.
Why? I love Gilly there. I've just always loved Gilly the way... I hold the bat how I hold it because Gilly holds it
up
high.
The top.
Yeah. I used to want to be a keeper and used to have the orange Puma gloves.
They were elite.
I used to have the orange...
Ballistic? Are they ballistic gloves?
I don't know. I used to have the orange Puma bats.
Yeah, ballistic.
Yeah.
Or prestige.
I just loved him. I still got a photo of him in my garage.
Yeah. And LeBron?
Nah, MJ's on the wall as well.
Oh, right. Yep.
MJ.
We're all basketball.
So I have Gilly there. I'm going to have non-sportsmen. I don't know. A lot of non-sportsmen. We're going to have someone like Rich.
Yeah.
You know, someone like Dana White would be pretty interesting.
That would be cool. He's mad.
Yeah.
He is mad. So why are you having him?
Just so I could get stories out of him about kind of
what he knows. Shit like what
that.
He knows.
Yeah. He would know some stuff that would be interesting. So that pretty random dinner crew.
100%. I'm going to jump in because I've just had a thought about mine.
Oh, one actually.
So you got four. No, you can have four. Okay. You can have four. Go.
Kanye. I'd have Kanye.
You have Kanye.
Yeah. That'd be even more.
See, Kanye to me is like the weird. Not weird. Yep. Yeah. No, I like his music. But yeah.
Old school Kanye is the one.
Not new.
New
after
new,
Kim.
Yeah. New Kanye where he stopped taking his drugs is.
Yeah, he needs to be back on his drugs because he's not well.
Yeah,
right. Well,
old school Kanye's beast.
I'm going to jump in because I'm going to reel mine off. I'm going Tiger Woods.
You're a golfer. That makes sense. That would he also would have good stories.
100%. If you could get him a few beers in and listen to the stories he has.
That'd be naughty.
Like, absolutely. I am definitely going to have Kumar Sangakkara.
Kumar, you reckon?
Yep. I don't know why, but I think, I don't know if he drinks.
I mean, I don't know what religion in that shit over there is.
But if he did drink, I feel like he'd be mad.
Mm.
I'm going to go with another golfer, and I'm going to go with John Daly.
Yeah, that's up there.
Definitely. And I'm going to go with a bloke that is a millionaire from poker, and that is Dan Bilzerian.
He got married. He just got married.
I did see that, but I don't know.
Doesn't make sense.
I don't know how real that is.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense when you hang around with 20 girls a day and you marry one.
But can you imagine just having him one-on-one, one-on-four?
Yeah.
Talking about...
That's a naughty dinner table yours is.
Yeah.
Apart from Kumar.
But I reckon Kumar would be like, just get up and about.
I don't reckon I've ever heard him talk.
Kumar?
I've never really watched him play cricket, to be honest.
Oh, he's like the idol of everything.
Whatnot, but yeah. That's a good dinner table.
Great dinner table. But that's something to think about, the old dinner tables. I reckon they're great.
I reckon I could find a better one, but yeah, I have thought about that when I think Howie asked. I couldn't come up with anyone.
Howie would be good on the dinner table, actually.
Howie would be good. I like Howie.
An Australian.
He's Bowenhead's boy.
Correct. Yes. But his Howie games is unreal. They're
good.
Up there.
I've got through all the Howie games that I kind of want, though. I'm waiting for someone else.
Someone else. Yeah, there's a lot of people that I don't really know.
Yeah.
But he's that good. Right. We're sort of getting towards the end, but this one's sort of another. If you could be a person from North Geelong Cricket Club,
Sam Hall.
You would be Sam.
Is that the question?
No, you could yeah, you could be anyone from North Geelong Cricket Club from the past or present right now. Who would it be?
Right now, it'd have to be Sam after what he did.
Yep. Okay.
He's still a lord.
So you're just going on cricketing.
But he's also just like a legend of a human.
Yeah, fair. So you're rolling with Sam?
Fabio, easy.
Fabio. Yeah. Who's your second?
Second. Definitely not his brother.
Funny.
Bitters has had a good, interesting life. Bitters would be a good one, except I wouldn't want to coach, so maybe not.
And I wouldn't want to run as much as him as well.
He runs a lot as well. as a grow up.
Number two.
Number two.
Who you got?
I don't think through the club.
Let's pick a lower grade person.
Can we count Robbo?
Yep, 100%.
Robbo would be good. Robbo runs the current draft company.
He'd be good to have on and to talk to.
Yeah, you should get him on. He would be good. He'd have some good stuff.
He'd have some great. He knows a lot of people as well.
Yeah, and he's done interviews with some good people.
He's actually a really good public speaker. Yeah. What about when he just walks in the room? You can hear him.
He has like the only voice that like is that loud, but you don't know Dutchie either, do you?
Him and Dutchie, I know who Dutchie is, but
Dutchie have the exact same voice.
Imagine them two talking to each
so
other.
They're so loud and they're the same voice.
That's actually really good. Right. Well, we might nearly wrap it up because you might have to get home. But do you have anything for me?
For you?
You don't have to. Just asking.
How's your bowling coming along?
Well, you seen it firsthand today. It was good.
You actually did bowl well today.
I know. But tell you what, I'm very sore.
Oh, you didn't train last week, did you?
Nah.
Yeah, I couldn't. Last week, I thought I had broken ribs.
I had to sleep on the couch before 15 minutes.
Because you were that tired?
I was done. Tired.
Like, I would cough last week and I would, like, cringe because it hurt so much. That's what you got coming.
Well, I had a bowl 2 weeks ago.
You've been working behind the scenes.
With Jordan. Just a little one.
Don't give away our tactics.
I'll just bounce him. Oh, that's all I was doing. Just bowl bounces.
Just bowl his front pad.
He'll love to be listening to that. I should have got him on here. He's got scars. He reckons from you, he's mental demons.
Good.
Good.
Well, while he's still at East, good.
He'll be at North one day.
Yeah, he needs to come across.
When Bob leaves,
yeah,
he might
get Bob out and get John in.
He'd love listening to that. All right. Well, anything else before we finish up?
No.
All good. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. I know it's very late and you probably have to get home to Van the Man
RDO
and Mads.
Tomorrow, right?
So RDO tomorrow.
Yep. Thank you.
There you go. How good's that? You're not digging in shit anymore. You're just getting RDOs on Mondays.
It's unbelievable.
All right. Thanks heaps for that, mate. Enjoy.
Catch you.